Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on Indiana Freedom, TalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Friday. It's frickin' Friday. Another frickin' week. Frickin' weekend's coming up. We're heading into Christmas, and I'm just ecstatic when I think about the possibilities. It's also the 22nd day of December, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 31 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And yeah, it just, you know, probably snowed about an inch or two, and it's just froze. Everything's froze. It'll be froze until goddamn May. Sickening. The only redeeming aspect is that the days start getting longer now. Start heading into the summer. That being said, we haven't done Christmas cards in 20 years, but a few people have sent us Christmas cards, and we want to let you know we're not ignoring you. We do not have the time to do Christmas cards, and I'll tell everybody Merry Christmas right now, and we love y'all. And I did it now because I'll get so pissed during this broadcast I'll probably forget at the end. That being said, let's see what we have on the itinerary. U.S. LPG exports to Japan seen setting record in 2017. There's no surprise there, and we're going to talk about it as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Bringing you The Word from the Trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, LPG exports, or U.S. LPG exports to Japan. Seen setting records in 2017. Wow. This is from Reuters. Japan's liquefied petroleum gas LPG imports from the United States are expected to double in 2017 to a record and account for around half of its total purchases, government and shipping data showed. And, you know, we talked about this. You know, here we are. We just handed, I'm going to get hit on this guy. I got it. You know, I keep hearing people come up and trying to out the side of their mouth act like that goddamn that hand out to the goddamn corporations who raped us in 2008 and caused a lot of our people to blow their goddamn brains out. This $3.2 trillion so-called tax break, it's for the people in jobs. I'll tell you how it's for the people in jobs. It's called piss on you economics. It's like this. 86% of that $3.2 trillion is going to the top 1%. You know, the people that like Goldman Sachs and Steve Mnuchin. You know, the people who stole about $16 trillion in bailout monies in 2008 to pay off everything 100%. They're fraud off 100%. Money we borrowed from them to give to them. What they did is just handed us their goddamn fraud debt. Is what they did. And now we owe that fraud debt to them with interest. These son of a bitches are the ones that 86% of this $3.2 trillion is going to. The rest of all this is, I mean, that leaves 14%. Oh, boy, that's a whole lot for the other 90. Well, let's make it, let's be honest. The top 10% get 86% of the $3.2 trillion. And the rest of it, I mean, this is like the, this is what we tell you about throwing the scraps off the goddamn table. And for this, if people just sitting down there, yeah, oh, give me just a little scrap. Go ahead and take and haul the whole goddamn thing off. I don't care. Go ahead, Charlie.
Refresh my memory. Steve Mnuchin, that was the campaign manager for Trump. Is that the connection?
No, he's sitting to Steve Mnuchin is the ex-CEO of Goldman Sachs when the 2008 derivatives bubble so supposedly burst. He right now is your Treasury Secretary, sir.
Oh, yeah, that's what it was.
And his buddy, Wilbur Ross, Rothschilds, are right in there. They're the ones that put this shit together to hand $3.2 trillion over to those bastards. God almighty. Think about the total reality of it. In 2008, you're talking about $16 trillion. That they're talking about, it's actually about $18 to $20 trillion because we paid off their fraud in other countries around the goddamn world. $16 trillion. Now, wait a minute. I'm not done. Then you throw in another $19 trillion missing from the Pentagon through goddamn embezzlement. What are we talking about, $28 trillion? And we're just getting ready to give a trillion more to the defense contractors and $3.2 trillion minus small percentage or would it be 14% of it that's going to go to 90%. That's a real good deal for us. I don't care how they try to sell this. 86%. I mean, this money's going to the people who done this to us, who took trillions from us. They're responsible for that $20 trillion debt they say you owe, that they actually owe to you because it came from you. And when they get back, man, I'm going to tell you something. When they get back, top of the list priority, they're going after the Medicare. Because you know what? There was no big bunch of money just popped up out of somewhere. And they didn't. All the unfunded liabilities are still there. It's all going to be paid. The interest on this phony fucking loans, it's all going to be paid. And somebody's got to pay that. And it ain't them. It's going to come from Medicare and Social Security. Go ahead.
Yeah, I haven't been watching the news, but Honduras was the only, Guatemala, but the only two countries in the world that voted to kill the Palestinians.
There was five of them in all, little nothing countries. Go ahead, sorry.
They've canceled all the flights, United. They sent out a letter saying there's some kind of civil unrest. I don't know what it is, but it must be.
In Honduras?
Yeah, they canceled all the flights. Because of civil unrest, maybe the people.
Good.
Revolting. I don't know.
I hope they do vote. The bottom line is these five little countries that that's our coalition, don't you know? We always, it's like when we went into Iraq, we got a big coalition of 10 little countries you've never heard of that we finance their whole operation. It's just like Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands. I heard him talking about getting money out to them. We need to get money to Puerto Rico. You know, Puerto Rico, the people in Puerto Rico, they don't pay nothing in. The Virgin Islands, none of these territories pay one frickin' nickel in, and we send billions to them. Does that feel right with you, Charlie?
No. I mean, but it's Honduras and Guatemala are the only two, sort of real countries, not satellites.
Well, Guatemala, that's where we're getting all these goddamn, it's like the most crime-ridden murder capital of the world. That's where they're shipping all these son of a bitches up here into our streets that are hacking our people up. That's Guatemala for you. And we're sending money down to there, actually, so that they can put together lists of son of a bitches to bring up here. We're going to pay to bring them up because we owe them, Charlie. You owe them. I owe them. And evidently, you know, I'm back to these exports because, I mean, I kind of got sidetracked there. But the surge comes on shale oil and gas outputs as shale oil and gas outputs lift overall U.S. production to rival that of Saudi Arabia and Russia. And our people just keep getting poorer and poorer and poorer as these son of a bitches, these international bastards, these Donald Trumps are sitting here taking all the goddamn resources, piling it up. Just taking it from us because we're a weak freaking. Hey, I mean, I've talked before about them, you know, handing land back over the Indians because they're easy to take things away from. Looks like we're pretty goddamn easy to take things away from, too. I mean, it ain't like, you know, we didn't shout this to the wind. They were announcing that we were going to be the number one oil producer, I mean, 4 or 5 freaking years ago. When the embargo was still on, when it was just like, no, by this day, I think they said 2017, we will, or 2018, somewhere in there, we will be the number one petroleum exporter. When the laws weren't in place, it's like this LPG thing. You remember when they, you know, lifted the ban so they could start exporting this shit? Oh, it'll be 6 or 8 years before they could build the facilities. The next day, or the next year, we were getting the results out. Evidently, those facilities were already there. It's like they just do what they by God want and throw some propaganda out there and a few scraps at us, and that's good enough for you, Goyim.
Just don't shut off the food stamps and the pensions.
Well, yeah, exactly. I wish they, you know, when they come back, I'll tell you what, buddy. When they come back, they're coming after the Medicaid and the Medicare and the Social Security and the food stamps, and they really need to do this. I mean, it's like the gun control. They really need to do this because I think that people are going to have to be starved into action. I mean, I used to have, when I was young, man, I held such pride in being an American. Nobody would ever screw with us, ever. No government's ever going to take it, but the hell, they'd already taken us over. Hell, I was born into communism. Didn't even know it. That naive. But the bottom line is, you know, now there is no excuse. There's no excuse that we do not know exactly. They're taking our country away from us, right in front of our faces, bringing people in and giving our shit to them, foreigners. And we're standing there, you better stop that. We got guns. You better stop that. Why should they? I guess sheep were made for fleecing. Go ahead, Dion.
Hey, but it's just like what you said, though, man, all the time. You know, most people love this little slavery that they live in, and most people are just 100% cowards, man, you know.
Yeah.
You know, like I said before, they get on someone, you know. They'll get on the little guy who goes and sticks up McDonald's because they need a little extra money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, or that guy, he's a toothless, you know, worthless type of person.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, the politicians who's robbing and killing is and killing all us and stealing all our resources and stealing all our wealth, they're the most outstanding people on the planet. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. You know,
they're cowards and brainwashed.
They'll talk about, you know, they'll say, like, them entitlements. Them entitlements it's like 60% of our budget. They think that we can't do, well, I guess under Common Core, you're not supposed to be able to do simple math. 60% of our GDP, they're saying this is 60% of the budget. But what they're not talking about, I want to know, that's 60% of this little bit of money you're talking about over here. Now, that is actually not even a third to a quarter of the actual profits being made from the resources of this country, because the filthy rich do not pay taxes. You see, one of the things that old Trump, he campaigned on, another promise he made us, he was going to close that loophole for, what the hell is it called, return interest or something like that, that these hedge funds use. These hedge funds, these are multi-billion-dollar corporate operations that pay zero. See, they want you to look at is that 60, but them people getting them food stamps. And you know, the sick part of it is about 40% of them people that are even getting those food stamps are goddamn foreigners that you pumped in here, and we're subsidizing your goddamn labor force for your multi-billion-dollar operation. And that doesn't pay any taxes. They think that we're so goddamn stupid. They want us to turn on one another. That's what it is. They want us to turn on one another. The reason I ain't got shit is them damn food stamp people. No, it ain't. Because there is a reality that has to be faced. This, the wealth that is being produced by this country, if it was handed over to the people who are the American nationals who own this country, we'd all be living like Saudi princes. That's how much they have been stealing from us. That is how much they've been stealing from us for 100 years. And they think we're so freaking stupid. And then they say, you know, one more second, Dion. Now, they said that part of this 14% that are, like I said, what is it, 10% are going to get 86% of this $3.2 trillion. Now, in that 14%, now, if you're making, they try to, well, the middle class is 400,000. Well, it just ain't. That's what they were touting. They don't even goddamn know. They just, oh, there's a herd of them out there. Go kick them around a little bit and they'll be all right. But the middle class, what they're calling middle class, is 50,000 a year. God Almighty, I wish I could get even a third of that. But $50,000 a year. Now between $20,000 and $70,000, this middle class, the true middle class, the reality of middle class, they're going to get $100. Now the people, there's going to be, like I said, you got that top 10%. Now in that, you got the CEOs, you got all the butt licking bastards, the suits. You know, the thieves that help the thieves. Now they're going to get the lion's share of that goddamn 14 lousy percent. The average person out here busting their ass, a man and a woman working two jobs trying to keep a roof over there, they're going to get $100. That's a good, throw the few scraps and kick them back out of the way and keep taking. That's what's going on here. And you hear people coming up trying to praise this shit. If you think this is for you, you're a fucking retard. Unless you're one of them, and then you're just a goddamn traitor. And anyway, go ahead, Dion. I'm sorry.
Oh, you're all right, man. You know, if you ever talk to someone who are like an American national who try to ever get food stamps, they take them through the ringer.
Oh, God, yes.
And like a foreigner, anybody, you know what I'm saying, who's not from here, man, they get them an interpreter, and they get them all the help that they can get. But anybody who's been paying it to the system, they take them to the ringer.
Oh, God, yes. Well, it's like this, bro. I mean, let's say that you're a Mexican-American family, and you have some of your relatives come in here. I mean, first place, you go down to any government offices anymore. Hell, they're all ran by them. Go look at your DMB. Go look at your Social Security. Any of these offices, they're all ran by them. From your Border Patrol right up to your front door, all run by them. And yeah, they walk in there and boy, they take their own people because they hate us. They're here to kill us and destroy us. And their own people, oh, hand them every goddamn thing. Like I said, you take your guy, or you got a Mexican guy. He's got five kids here, five kids down in Mexico. Him and his old lady are up here with five kids. Now the guy, he takes a minimum wage job picking lettuce, okay? So let's say he's making $7 an hour. Maybe that would come to, you know, let's say maybe around 20 grand for a year with long hours, 20,000. Well, you know what? When he claims those five children and the ones down there, you can add another 20,000 to that because that's what I have watched happen right here where I'm at. They all brand new cars, all their new shit and stuff. I mean, these are people who don't even belong here. But in the same time, listen to this. Now the guy's working, he's working for $7 an hour, but he's got five kids. All right. His housing's being subsidized by you. His food, he's getting food stamps, is getting subsidized by you. And if he's got enough kids, he's even getting a goddamn check in the mail. Okay? And then at the end of the year, a $20,000 bonus for coming here and invading our country. When they come back, and I'm going to tell you, you're right, Dion. They're going to come down on this goddamn food stamps, these entitlements. And I want to throw this in there while I'm at it. That my dad, when he lived down in Yuma, I mean, he'd go down there in the wintertime. He had a 35 foot camp trailer. He had friends down there where he kept it. But he'd go down there and he told me that at the beginning of the month when the Social Security checks came in, the Mexicans were poor over the goddamn border, down to the goddamn post office, grab up their Social Security checks, and back across that border. This is how it works with chain migration. I'm going to tell you something else here. Now, you got your anchor baby here, and then you got the mom and the dad. Well, you got to get, you can't break up the families. Boy, I heard that shit again today. You can't break up their family. I mean, you raided a farm where they were selling raw milk. I guarantee you, they wouldn't keep the families together there. Mom and dad would go to prison. The kids would go to a foster home. But you got to keep these families together. But so then, check this out now. Okay, so now you got the whole fam-damily up here, right? okay, now dad's working for $7 an hour. No, shit, he's working $5 an hour. Let's get real. We're really subsidizing these goddamn corporate sons of bitches that just got all this money. So he's working for $5 an hour. We're supplementing his income with food stamps, housing, and medical. Because they don't, because they're too poor to pay medical. So you're subsidizing this rich son of a bitches. Okay, now, you know what, Chain? My grandpa's got a right to be up here. My grandpa's got a right to be up here. So grandpa comes up here. Grandpa just turned 65 and he never paid a nickel into our system. Hey, here's your check. That's how it goddamn works. We have been completely 110% sold out. And this fuck, you go back to this goddamn gas we're talking about here. It's being shipped down to Mexico. Here we're going to ship it to Japan. I go down there. I'm somewhere in this article. It tells how much they're paying, and it was like 96 cents for a pound. I mean, that's how you buy it, by the pound, whether people realize it or not. I'm paying like $1.38 a pound, and it, my goddamn resource. Now tell me how that works. We've been reduced to is just a consumer base that still has some property they want to steal. That's it. And like I said, they throw a few scraps out there that ton. I just see Dom. So it was like him throwing it down there in Puerto Rico, throwing them towels out in the crowd. I mean, it's like the docks used to be back in the days of the robber barons. You know, you come work on a dock. What was your pay? They just throw some hands full of change out there. Now you're going to work all day for whatever you picked up off the ground. That's how they want it back in this country. Like they had it back in the 20s and 30s in the Grapes of Wrath. Where they can work you like a goddamn animal. And see, this has a far-reaching purpose that nobody looks at. Now, after about 8 years of this shit, then everybody's going to be out there. Man, they're going to be looking for an answer to this goddamn capitalist outrage. And the communists are going to be there. See, we told you what these capitalists were going to do to you. You got to be a communist, not a capitalist. How about I'm going to be American national? I'm going to put every fucking one of you in the ground. I'm going to kill you all out of here. I'm going to kill you capitalists out of here. I'm going to kill you communists out of here. I'm going to have my Bill of Rights. I'm going to have common law. And I'm going to have free enterprise and full access to my resources after. And I'm going to take that nuclear arsenal and point it at you. And you're going to bring my goddamn resources you stole from me back. Every penny. Or I'll nuke your ass. How would that set with them? And you know what? That might sound outrageous, but that's just right, isn't it? They stole it from us, straight up stole it, fraud right in your face, reported on your mainstream media. Everybody, I mean, just like in 2008, did goddamn Steve Mnuchin's Goldman Sachs, did they steal a ton of money from us? Not to mention, you just take Steve Mnuchin sitting there, okay? I guarantee you he owns stock up the yin-yang in Goldman Sachs, okay? Now, back in 2008... When the derivatives fraud, it was a bubble, you see, it's a bubble thing. No, it was goddamn blatant international fraud that was perpetrated by the Goldman Sachs, these big banks, these insurance companies, and also facilitated by the goddamn people we hired to make sure this shit didn't happen, that we paid their wages, their bonuses, their medical, their retirement, their goddamn vacations. They all did this to us. Now, Steve Mnuchin, he got a bit, when he did the fraud, he got a big pile of money. This is Steve Mnuchin. Big pile of money. Okay? And then when the fraud was paid off, he got another big pile of money. And now, with this shit that just went through, he's gonna get another big pile of money. And I'm telling you where this pile of money is gonna come from, people. It's coming from the Social Security account. From the Medicare account, the Medicaid account. You know, when you get your check, when you work for a living, you go out there and you look at them deductions, the ones you can't get out of, the goddamn, the Social Security deduction and the Medicaid deduction. Those accounts is where this $3.2 trillion's coming from. Get ready for it. And they're going to, and to make it, and then they're going to look at them people and say, it's them goddamn welfare people. Let's get theirs too. And we'll take that. We can use that for defense spending. That's a real good idea too. I mean, I swear to God, this is happening right now in front of your face. I think you all know it. This is the contempt they have for us. And then I watch, you know, Trumpy, he signs his shit just a while ago, and I'm watching him getting this goddamn, what they call the flying Taj Mahal. You know, there's two of them son of a bitch in planes. He's getting in that plane. He just got to this son of a bitch while our people are sitting in tents with kids cold right now across this nation. People who own this goddamn country. That son of a bitch just got on a plane for his Christmas vacation down to Florida. Going to go down to Florida, and he's going to live like a Roman emperor or Egyptian pharaoh never did get to live because they didn't have the technology. They are so far gone away from us and into their own bliss. That they, I mean, just the only thing that disturbs their bliss is a little. Every once in a while, the people are crying out for, because you're taking care of. They're hungry. Oh, could you quiet that down? I'm trying to enjoy my bliss. To pretend that these son of a bitches have the smallest dinky thing in common with us is a goddamn farce and a laughable farce. And the people that are falling for this shit. I mean, even now, I mean, and I know they're paying people to go out on the sites and say, oh, yeah, I'm going to get money back from the tax break, and I think it's a really great deal for America, and it's going to make America great. Give me my money. And you know, but that this shit, they pay people to do this because it doesn't exist. 75% of this population want to hang them, and they know it. But it doesn't matter so long as they can keep this. I mean, the money that they put into the facade would ease some of the suffering of the 75% that want to kill them. But no, they don't. They want you to suffer. I mean, it's like back in the, they want it like it was back in the colonies where they, you know, you're walking down the street. You're just a common man. Here comes, you know, these people we've been taught to worship all our life, like George Washington, one of the king's freemen in this country. They, you know, was here under the king's grant, granted lands by the king. He's walking down the street, you or me walking up to him. You better avert your eyes and walk off the road in the mud and walk around him and hope he doesn't take notice of you. Because he gets displeased, he'll take you over in the public square, put you in one of them racks and beat the hell out of you with a cat of nine tails for amusement because you dared to look them in the eye. This is what it is, people. And that's why it pisses me off. I hear people trying to justify, like McCorkey the other day, you know, shouldn't have to pay no kind of tax. And, oh, no, these international corporations should be able to come in here, Mark. Take our goddamn resources, take them over to goddamn China and manufacture them and pile up the money because it should be theirs, huh? Do you not know that's happening or are you a part of it? Maybe I need to see your stock portfolio.
That's the way I feel going into that. Tax court. I better avert my eyes and beg for forgiveness.
Oh, dude. Oh, you're going to take you to tax court?
Yeah, I was telling you that I'm protesting their findings. So they're having a what's called appraisal review board. It's five or seven jury members selected by a judge. So
it was nice knowing you, Charlie.
But you're giving me encouragement. I'm listening.
No, I'm giving you encouragement. You bet. Are you taking your gun with you? Anyways, we're down.
No, I mean, it's not going to come to that, I'm sure. But I'm going to tell them. Look, are we equal, or are you my servant, or what? You know.
No, you're not. It's not the servant thing. You're their property, is what it is. If you look at their contracts, you're their property. You see, back in 1933 with the bankruptcy, you were made into a piece of corporate property. You even have a stock certificate with your name on it, and you belong to them. And that being said, stay right there. You can rebuke.
I don't consent. I'm an individual. I'm not a corporation.
Well, they're saying, yeah, you do. Everything you're saying is true, Charlie. But we're saying we're going to do it to you anyway. Now what?
Yeah, but I'm going to start out the conversation, you know, I'm going to list the things, you know, yeah, this is the greatest country in the world, and, you know, get them to agree as long as I can, and then, you know, figure out where we disagree at.
I'll tell you where you disagree at. It's the fact that they think you're property and you don't. At any rate, we're down at the bottom of the hour. Stay right where you're at. We'll be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Down the road here from me, there's an old holly tree where you lay down a dollar or two. Go on around the bend, come back again, there's a jug full of that good old Mountain Dew.
Oh, they call it that good old Mountain Dew, and them that refuse it are few. I'll hush up my mug if you fill up my jug with that good old Mountain Dew.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporsRebellion.com.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 1238 Pacific Time. And that was Pentonics with Little Drummer Boy for our Christmas song there. And back to the LPG exports to Japan. Now, this is what's going to happen. I'm going to tell you guys it's the 22nd, it's the last weekend before Christmas, so you can remember that I did it. Now, what's going to happen here yesterday as a part of that tax break for jobs, and it's for the people, a little bit, 86% of the corporate. Don't forget about that. It's for the people. A part of that was opening up the Alaskan wilderness for drilling, and the Chinese are coming in to get the LPG gas, and they're going to run the lines and everything, and this is what it's going to come down to. The Chinese will be selling that gas to the Japanese, which, they tell us that, we're just, it's a boom here. It's a oil, number one oil, but this is a side deal, don't you see? And that LPG gas from the Alaskan wilderness is going to be sold to Japan by China, with the only payment going to the elite there in Alaska. A handful of elite are going to get a big chunk of cash out of it. That's it, people. The theft of your country is happening right in front of you, and you're just letting it happen. I can tell you about it. I can't fight them alone. I really can't. Could, would. If it just cost me my own life, I'd go down the street and do it right now. Department of Justice and Homeland Security released data. I don't know if I want to do that one first or not. Let me see what we got here. Da-da-da-da. Oh, yeah, I wanted to hit this because it's another part we've been covering, the trials there in Las Vegas. Bunkerville standoff. Attorney General sending expert to advise next step. This is from Next Trush. Next Trush is what it looks like. Free. I don't get it. There was word from Washington late Wednesday that Attorney General Jeff Sessions has ordered an expert on discovery evidence to review the Bunkerville case and advise the next step or steps. A spokesman for the Justice Department says the Justice Department takes this issue very seriously. When he visited Las Vegas in July, Attorney General Jeff Sessions heaped praise on acting U.S. Attorney Steve Meyer, who should be in jail right now for what he did. I mean, seriously, people, you're talking about, that one guy got 68 years? You're talking about people's whole freaking lives here. You think this son of a bitch didn't know exactly what he was doing? And in the other trials, I mean, they're trying to act like this Gloria Navarro or whatever her name is, this judge, found religion here at the end. No, it just got so goddamn blatant it got out of control. Because you'll remember in the previous trials, we're going to remove the jury for this person to talk, and we're going back here in the secret for this person. She was hiding it all along. She was a part of it. This cabal should be imprisoned yesterday. But, that would be if we had laws in this country. This is just the king's men prosecuting. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. And, God damn, they don't want to let them go. And, I mean, I don't see them letting them go. I mean, I think it was David Stone came up on the afternoon intelligence report yesterday, the Hartari fella. And he said they should be filing for a Title 20, or I think it was a Rule 29, probably Rules of Civil Procedure. I'm not sure. Maybe Criminal Procedure. I didn't look it up. But a Rule 29 hearing for a dismissal, a complete dismissal, an acquittal. And why would you do that at this point in the game? And I ask, I got a pretty good idea because I think in these realms, I got a pretty good idea why it's not being done. Because right now, if they filed for that hearing, what you would do here is all of these things that had happened would be entered into evidence on the record. It hasn't been yet. I mean, they got these motions and stuff. All they got to do to get rid of this is just say, well, we're going to dismiss it with prejudice. That means we could bring it up anytime we want and do it all again. And then wait until, file a new case. And then in that case, that evidence, the fact that they withheld the exculpatory evidence is all gone. Not that the exculpatory evidence, it would have to be a part of the next case, but they couldn't file for a mistrial or for an acquittal. But they have a right to an acquittal because this was done. It's a malicious prosecution. There can't be no doubt about it, even under their own frickin' criminal rules. which have nothing to do with us as American nationals. This wouldn't be happening to us under the Bill of Rights in the common law with our common law courts. It couldn't, because they couldn't come into them to bother us. They were never supposed to have any kind of authority outside of themselves as an individual. See, if they came, say, this fellow over here, he's the sheriff. Not the sheriff. Let's do something. This guy, he's the, state police, whatever. And they went, and they're going to, state police are going to sign a complaint against you, Officer O'Malley. Sign it, but you can't do that. No, Officer O'Malley can't come in a common law court. Now, Joe O'Malley, if he has cause to, as an American national, for an action in a court, you and him, not involving the state, now that can be. But then again, on the other hand, you can drag Officer O'Malley, as Joe O'Malley, off of his perch there, drag his ass into a common law court and tear him all to pieces. That's why it was set up that way. So they can never do this to us. That's why it had to be removed. That's why the War Powers Act. That's why the Trading with the Enemies Act, naming us the enemy. So that they could loot us, and so that they could take our rights away and persecute us with impunity. I mean, how can you touch them? And now I could, if in the common law, I could go get Hillary Rodham Clinton, drag her ass into court, show where she had committed a crime that had cost me, and I could charge her with a civil crime. I could charge her with a civil crime of treason against my country. I can do that. She can't come as Madam Secretary into the goddamn common law. There are no madams. There are no titles of nobility in the common people's courts, who are the supreme courts of this land, because we are the authority here. Spike was going back and forth with it the other day, or yesterday, I believe it was. And it can come down to being this simple. Charlie, Dion, are you guys there? Charlie or Dion?
Yeah, I'm here.
If I can help.
Okay.
Yeah, Charlie here.
Well, we'll go with you, Charlie, because you're the one that's playing court right now. Now, Charlie, can I come to your house? If I say I just come to your house, I show up at your house, I walk up to your door, and I say, man, you got a goddamn AR or a M4 rifle in there. It's got a goddamn muzzle flash suppressor on it and stuff. It scares the hell out of me. I don't like it. I it makes me nervous. I want it. Give it here. I'm going to take it from you. Can I do that?
Huh? Show me your warrant.
Do I have the authority?
Show me your warrant.
Do I have the authority? Can I get a warrant to do that?
Yeah.
You've come in. I don't even know you, Charlie. I don't even know you. I just come out of nowhere. I walk up to you. We've never met. I walk up to you and I say, give me your M4. It makes me nervous. I think it's dangerous. It's too dangerous for you to have. Give it to me. Do I have that authority?
No. What harm did it cause you?
No.
I filed no papers. No, I filed no papers in the common law. I'm just coming there. And I'm just saying that, you know, I've deemed that I got to watch out for the public. I've just put it up on myself. I'm afraid for the public, and I'm coming because your rifle's scary. Can I take it from you? Do I have that authority?
No.
And even though he's got some piece of paper, you still, I wouldn't give it to him. I mean, I'd give it to him, but it wouldn't be the way he wanted it.
No, Charlie. Even if he has a piece of paper, he can't. That only way that your gun can be taken from you is through a court order after the procedural due process has already been provided to you, after there's a verdict by the jury, after. That's the only way that authority can be created. Now, me just coming up to you, do I have that authority? Never having taken you to court, can I do it?
No.
I can't, can I?
No.
How about if it's me and Dion me and Dion and Katie show up all together and say, we have decided that gun's just dangerous. Can we do it?
Nobody's got the authority.
Nobody has the authority. Now tell me this, people. If all power that this government has is delegated by the people, how can we give them what we don't have?
Dang.
That authority can't exist, can it? So what the fuck have they been doing all this time, guys? Have they been acting it's a fraud. You goddamn right it is. It is a usurpation is what it is. And it can't be, I mean, that's the simplest way I can put it. If I don't have the authority to do it to you, you don't have the authority to do it to me. We can't grant that authority to no third party. We just can't. It doesn't exist. And that's what the 9th article tells us. At any rate, and we're back to this here. Well, this, go ahead.
They do everything about subjugation of force, though.
Well, well, that's what you're talking. Yeah, but it's this, it, what you have here.
We
which,
will throw you in jail, or we will fine you.
Yeah, you bet. But what you have here is a rogue force. With, I mean, this is an enemy occupation. They are not operating under any law recognized within the sovereign borders of this country. They have just. What if I sit down and I wrote it down on? What if me and I sit down and said, Henry and Katie and Dion now can take Charlie's rifle, and I put a stamp on it and I sign it. Can I do it?
No, because to me, I thought you just made robbery legal because you put it on a piece of paper.
This is the government.
And that's what they do.
This is what they're calling your government, people. They cannot have that authority. You can't grant that authority. The thing is, I can't give my rights away. I can't give them away. That's what unalienable means. I can't give them away. If I can't give them away, I can't give an authority for somebody else to take them. You can't. We can't. This is the conundrum. And they know this. You think these people like these son of a bitch and Jeff Sessions, they don't know this? Of course they know it. This is pure raw tyranny right in your face at every angle. And we should have been shooting them a whole long time ago because there's no way they could have ever had the, it's like the 14th Amendment. See, they're trying to play on that. This equal protection. You know, equal protection? You know, they talk, you have equal access and equal protection under the law. Well, no access, if everybody has no access and nobody has no protection, that's equal, isn't it? Do you see what I'm saying here, people? This is what they've tried to replace your Bill of Rights with. The bottom line is, they never could have had the authority to write that piece of paper, could they? None of it. Even if they say, well, they rewrote the Constitution after the Civil War, then it's a fraud. Because the Ninth Article never stopped being in effect. And the Ninth Article says you can't have the power to do it. You just can't. It's not delegated. We can't delegate it. We cannot delegate the power to take our freedom away. That's why no contract can do it. That power cannot freaking exist. Not in the sovereign borders
even
of the United States. Go ahead.
Even if they write it in big, bold, capital letters?
I don't know.
That's illegal.
Exactly. That's what we're talking about here. But, I mean, it's a simple, if you want to argue with this with somebody, that's a, I've tried to think of the simplest argument, and that's it. If I can't do that, if I can't come to your house and do that to you, if I can't walk into your house without a warrant, and just because I heard a noise and or I thought I smelled something like marijuana, which you, in the first, and again, we can go deep into whether they can tell you what you can smoke, which they can't, because that would be another grab of power they don't have. But, I mean, for any reason, I can't, it's laid out in the Bill of Rights. That's why it was written like that. People try to say, oh, that was just, they wrote that down. It don't mean, no, by God, that does mean something. That is written goddamn law. Now, if the fourth article prevents me as an American national, the highest authority in this country is the people. We're the ones with the power. We're the ones that delegate. Okay, if it prevents me from coming into your house without a warrant with two affidavits attached to it, then if I can't have that authority, how can I ever delegate that? How could I have delegated that to a government that can turn around and do it to us? How is that possible? It has to be fraud. Every goddamn bit of it's fraud. It's that simple. And somebody even like Donald Trump can understand that, and he does understand it. The whole thing that you're watching now, it's all been a production for God how many years? Clear back to, what was the little radio show they had, you know, Invasion from Mars or whatever it is. They did it on the radio. They have been just, it's selling this idea that, you know, that, well, they wrote it down on a piece of paper, so there were some real important people. There's nobody that has more authority than the American national. The president of these United States does not have no more authority than I do. He can't.
Henry.
Yes, sir.
So, a bench warrant or a FISA court, they can't issue a warrant.
No.
It has to come from another national.
Right, exactly. See, the government, all of their legislating authorities are there in the Constitution, but all they were supposed to legislate was laws for them to operate the government. Never for them to enact no laws on the people. There was never, that's why the Ninth Article was put there, to make that goddamn clear. You're the government, you're over there. You can legislate laws, and you're going to represent us in the function of that government that we give you permission to have, and we give you this little bit of authority that you guys can handle international commerce. You're going to coin our money so that some international banks aren't in here stealing our country off and under us. They've surrendered, just handed that right over, didn't they? I seen it handed right to Henry Paulson. I seen the Treasury Department hand over, and with it, the Congress, the power over the money to them. That it was a violation of the goddamn Constitution. Plain and simple, had to be. Are they coining our money? Well, Constitution says they have to.
How can locals tax property? I don't.
They can't. No, they can't. No, they were never supposed to be able to tax the people, or else we couldn't be free, Charlie. You see, they had the power to tax. They had the power to tax imports. They had the power to, tax like a corporation. That's where they really started in with their contracting. I mean, there was never even corporation mentioned in the goddamn Constitution. But the idea was that if you get a corporation together, you're taking a whole bunch of the resources that belong to the people, and you're making a big bunch of bucks off it, you're going to have to pay for them resources. They belong to these other people out here. Now, you can take your share, like if you're just a person operating in the free enterprise system, you've got a right to a 360 acres worth of the resources, you know, the underground resources, the trees. You got the right. That's your right. That's yours. It belongs to you. And you can take it, and if you want to manufacture it and make it for more and get more out of it, that's yours. That's your inheritance as an American national. Otherwise, it never belonged to us as a real property, and it has to belong to us as a real property. It was ceded. But see, that's when it came into that hijacking of – that's when it comes into the hijacking of the – Go ahead. Huh?
Where'd you get the 360 acres? Where'd that come from?
That's how this country was started out, Charlie. It was everybody was entitled to 360 acres for a family, and then when your family got bigger, then each one of them got 360 acres. That's how this country was supposed to be settled. See, if you had a 360 acre self-sufficient farm, that was the idea. This is how we were gonna make sure we stayed free. Now everybody ain't going to have a farm, and this is how it was going to work. Now the people who went and took 360 acre farm. Now another fella, I mean, he don't want a farm. But maybe he built a grain mill on the creek that goes down by his house. And so the people come, and the people that are farming their 360 acres, they bring their grain over to him, and he gets a pile of grain for milling their grain for them. This is how free enterprise was supposed to work. Now he gets all these piles of grain. He don't want to just eat grain. So now he's trading for corn over here, or maybe he's trading for a party needs for his mill over here. And then that person there, he's getting grain. He's getting corn. You know, everybody, this is how it was supposed to work. But what you got is you had the Jew middleman come in. The son of a bitch that doesn't hit a lick. He sits there and he fills out papers and he makes phone calls and adds 30% to everything. Instead of me trading you a couple bags of flour for running my wheat through the mill, you see, he's going to finance the mill. And then that guy's going to owe him interest on financing the mill. And then once a guy owes him interest in financing the mill, well, he's going to have to pay in flour. So now he's got the flour. He becomes the middleman. Pretty soon he takes over the mill because he piles up the flour and then drives down the price of flour. The guy running the flour mill can't make his payments to the bank, so he takes over the goddamn flour mill. He still ain't hit a lick. He didn't build the flour mill. He didn't grow the crop, but he has the goddamn crop there, and he's the middleman. This is how they took our fucking country from us. Jews.
So the mortgage is a French word.
I'll tell you what, in my grandfather's time, Charlie, getting a loan from a bank was like getting welfare. That's how they thought. They despised the banks. They understood it. But then you get to the 70s.
The mortgage.
Go ahead.
Yeah, mortgage is a French word. It's a French word. It means death agreement.
You goddamn right.
If they called it a death agreement, nobody would do it. So they disguised it by calling it mortgage.
Yep, you're exactly right. But then, you go from my grandfather's time, and I remember it in the 70s. I bring this up every once in a while. The bumper sticker, they said, that's when they started coming out with all these plastic cards. Everything credit. I mean, when I was real young, my dad didn't have no credit cards. I mean, he had his paycheck he got, you know, every 2 weeks, and he had to manage his money. There was no goddamn welfares or anything. You managed your money. You had to do what you had to do to live. But once they came up with this plastic money, then it was just everything started being people getting more in debt. Well, I want this today instead of having to save up with it. I mean, my dad wanted something extra. I mean, he was raising 10 kids. Okay, but my dad wanted something extra. He worked extra hours. He worked overtime, and he saved his money. He wanted a boat. He would save and save, and he'd go get the boat, and it belonged to him. But then they came up with this credit shit, this credit scam, this plastic money. So instead of, you know, just for the sake of time is what it really came down to, now the middleman, instead of, you know, where he started out just with the bags of wheat and being the middleman, now he's right into your goddamn wallet. Do you see how they took the country? You see how they did it, how mammon rules this goddamn country, and that's a fact. Nobody can deny it. This is how they, took our morality away. Was Mammon, the most powerful god I've ever run into. They say Mammon's a god. I want, you know, everybody says they're, my god's bigger than your god. I say that god runs everything. Show me it, don't. Show me even the most honest man who doesn't have the mark of Mammon in his pocket.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
This is Hal.
Hey, brother, how's it going?
Top all that? Oh, well, as sure as there's fucking blood on my left hand from this buck I'm processing, that's where the bees are coming to get my rifle, and I don't give a shit why. But that's not what I called to say. Ever since the Federal Reserve, you know, they only put out... All they put out there is for principle. There's never, ever nothing out there.
They never even have anything to back it
for
with.
Interest.
It's just like before you can do commerce, you have to use their numbers. All they're using is frickin' numbers now. And they get 30% of your goddamn labor, or 50, 60.
How can they steal your identity if you're carrying gold in your pocket? They have to kick your ass to take it.
There you go. Now you're thinking. Anyways,
we've
got to get off here. Oh, guys, we got Spike coming up, guys. I'm sorry to jump off real quick like this, but we're at the top.
Thank you, sir.
Hey, love you, brother. Hey, Merry Christmas, brother. We love you. All righty.
Merry Christmas. Love you, too.
You bet. Okay, we're at the top of the hour. We have Spike Timmons coming up behind us here with Hammering the New World Order on Indiana Freedom Talk Radio. And I want to tell everybody Merry Christmas. Have the best Christmas you can. And you think about Donald Trump up there wallowing in that luxury while our people are living in tents and thinking that throwing us $100 fucking dollars is the answer. And that is the word from the trenches.
Man above. I have done all I can do.
Cookies!